Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace for the Sunday, the 21st of January, 2024. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and we're pleased to bring you this broadcast on CJMQ. You can join with us in person on Sunday mornings at 10:30 at our premises at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville, or online through Facebook or YouTube. In the churches, this is the beginning of the week of prayer for Christian unity. This Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock in Plymouth Trinity United Church in Sherbrooke, there is a service to mark the week and various congregations and ministries are joining together in prayer. We're moving on in the Jesus story and reverting to some of the lectionary readings that many churches use to guide their worship. And so today we hear the call of Jesus to Simon Peter and others. But first, let's hear words from Psalm 62. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him. For God is our refuge.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Let us pray. We do indeed give you all thanks and praise, O God, this morning, for you are our rock of safety, our stronghold, our refuge, our glory. At the beginning of time, you created the earth and all people on it. And throughout the ages, you've summoned us to put our trust in you, to discover you in all your perfection and righteousness, the wonder of your love and generosity of your grace. When the time was fulfilled, your kingdom drew near to us in your Son, Jesus of Nazareth. He came among us, proclaiming the good news of your love and summoning everyone to repent and follow you. He was killed by those who trust in wealth and power, but you raised him to life and turned our mourning into joy. And even now, as this world passes away, you call us to cast your nets wide so that all might be drawn into the haven of your strength and love. We praise you, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God of mercy and mystery, we confess your mercy can disturb us. We sit in judgment on what we hear and cannot imagine offering forgiveness for dreadful actions. We prefer to think that your judgment matches ours. Forgive us for presuming we see as you see and understand all that you understand. Have mercy upon us, O God, when we give up on the power of mercy. Scripture says the mercy of our God is from everlasting to everlasting. So let us hear the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, God's generous love reaches out to embrace us. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven and set free to begin again. Let us give thanks for God's most generous love. And so, Lord, send your Holy Spirit to help us hear your word with all its potential to change our lives as we follow Jesus Christ, your living word. Amen.
Thank you.
Our reading is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, at verse 9. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Amen.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast." I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. And I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in
The story is told of three military recruiters who accepted an invitation to talk to the seniors of an American high school. The principal wanted his students to hear of the opportunities in the military. And the meeting was to be 45 minutes long, and each recruiter had 15 minutes to speak and then another 20 minutes in the cafeteria to meet with those interested. Well, the army recruiter went first and got so excited that he went 20 minutes over. And the Navy recruiter stood up and also spoke for 20 minutes. Then the Marine Corps recruiter, realizing that his 15-minute speech had been cut to 2 minutes, walked up to the podium. He spent the first 60 seconds in silence, looking over the group of students. and after what seemed to be an eternity, he said, "I doubt that there are two or three of you here who could make it as Marines. I want to see those three as soon as we're dismissed." And then he turned and sat down. Predictably, he was then mobbed by the students when he arrived in the cafeteria. The Marines' motto was, "We are looking for a few good men." And so was Jesus. I can imagine Jesus walking the dusty streets and the sandy beach after being all night in prayer, looking for a few good men who would be willing to follow him. And he found them. They dropped everything, got up, and followed him. Now, I think Jesus may have known some of the disciples prior to enlisting them. Some may have seen or heard of him performing a miracle. But some didn't seem to have any prior knowledge of him. They were just convinced to believe. It is astonishing that grown adults would drop everything to follow someone. There was no money involved. Sometimes if a person offers you enough money, you might drop what you were doing and follow that person. It would have to be so much that it would be an offer that you couldn't refuse. The very first words of Jesus when he met Simon Peter and his brother Andrew on the shores of the Sea of Galilee were, "Follow me, and I will make you a fisher of people." Most of you knew that before, and if you didn't, you heard me read those words from the first chapter of Gospel according to Mark. But here's a little Bible test. What were the last words of Jesus to Simon Peter? Words that were also spoken by the waters of the Sea of Galilee, just before Jesus was taken up into heaven. Jesus' very last words to Peter, "Feed my sheep, follow me." Our calling, and the calling that goes out to everyone, is the same as that to Peter. Follow me. Follow me. Following means entering into a relationship with Jesus that is one of complete and utter trust. Not in our goodness, nor our religion, or our bestness, but just as we are. The story of the call of Jesus comes after we read about John the Baptist baptizing people for the forgiveness of their sins. To follow Jesus is to come to him as he asks us to come, and to give to him our waywardness, our weariness, our burdens, our anxiety, and receive from him those things he wants to give us: mercy, grace, forgiveness, peace, joy, love. To come to him and to follow him wherever he leads, even if it be to a cross. To come to him and learn from him. To come to him and live in him. To have him live in us. To come to him and be made new by him and in him. This is not easy. Not because Christ is unable to bear our burdens or to give us rest. Not because Jesus does not have the power to make us new and turn us into the salt of the earth and the light of the world. It's not easy because it demands of us more than most of us are willing to give. It demands discipline, single-mindedness, a determination to indeed make Christ the center of our lives. Follow me, says Jesus. And our following leads on to fishing. We are called to be those who are sent forth, and in the particular way that God gifts us for, to act as Christ's ambassadors in the world, to be the ones who allow Jesus to speak through us, to be the ones who minister God's reconciling love to the world, to be the ones who bring God's word of forgiveness and of hope, God's life-giving word to all who need it. Following leads to fishing. But following also leads to feeding. In those last words of Jesus to Peter, he summons him to feed the sheep, to care for the flock, to suckle the lambs, to be part of a community of nurture and growth that we call the church. If we follow Jesus, we're going to be involved in fishing. And if we're going to follow Jesus and be involved in fishing, we're going to be involved in feeding. If we're going to be part of Christ's commission to the world, we need to be part of his church in the world. And when we join God's team, when we follow Christ day by day, he equips us, he empowers us, He uses us. He supports us. He helps us. And we're all called to the ministry of reconciliation. And we're all equipped to discharge our particular service to the church, that we might not only feed the sheep, but also be fishers of people. We are made by the power of Christ within us to be the salt of the earth together. We're made by our daily choosing to follow Christ to be the light of the world. All of us are called, each in our own way, to follow and to fish. Each of us are called, each in our own way, to follow and to feed. To allow Christ to speak through us, to allow God to act within us, to reach out and touch others using our hands, our hearts, our words. All of us are called to fish and to feed. Rick Warren, in the book The Purpose-Driven Church, writes, "Small ministries often make the greatest difference. The most important light in my home is not the large chandelier in our dining room, but the little nightlight that keeps me from stubbing my toe when I get up to use the bathroom at night. It's small, but it's more useful to me than the show-off light." May we indeed be fully resolved to follow him, to live up to our calling as fishers of men and women, as ones who feed the sheep, the flock of God.
Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart.
Let us pray. Precious Lord Jesus, wonderful Holy Spirit, loving Father, we are grateful you have touched us and called us to be your people. We thank you that as we follow you, you take upon yourself our burdens and our fears and grant to us rest and peace. Our hearts know you are within us, above us, and all around us. We thank you for the call you have put on our hearts and lives, and for the full and abundant life you give us when we respond to that call and live each day as your disciples. Lord, we pray that you would strengthen us in our calling to follow you. Help us to be disciplined in the practice of devotion, prayer, and meditation. Help us to avail ourselves of the nourishment you provide us day by day, that we may be the new creation that you seek to make us be. Give us the grace to choose rightly and draw us closer to you and to our brothers and sisters, so that we may better know your will and experience the fullness of your grace. Lord, you call us not only to follow you and to receive from you your wisdom and your love, but you also call us to go out into the world and to fish for men and women and to feed your flock, to be ministers of reconciliation, your righteousness in the world. Strengthen us in our calling. When we see the world and its darkness, help us to know what to say and do, and to say and do it. Work in and through us. God of all churches who bear your Son's name, whatever tradition or perspective that shapes us, we thank you for the fellowship we share and the gifts of the Spirit we receive. We pray that the differences between us will not blunt our witness to Jesus and the love he proclaims. Teach us to value diversity in discipleship and honor what unites us more than what divides us, so that the world may see Jesus reflected in all our lives. And hear us now as further we pray in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Go, my people, go to your fellow men. Go, my people, go to your fellow men. Go, my people, let them see my love in you. Go, my people, then they will know of me.
To the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.